This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. This Thanksgiving, hundreds of thousands of New Orleanians will be celebrating the holiday around new tables in new cities, perhaps with new friends and maybe even eating some new food. Hurricane Katrina dispersed them across the United States, far from the tastes of their hometown. We have three stories about some of the foods they miss. NPR's Allison Keyes begins with a couple who moved to Mount Rainier, Maryland.
It's stressful enough to have survived a hurricane while giving birth, being separated from 10 of your 11 children, moving to a completely unfamiliar part of the country, then being unable to get your usual comfort food. Just ask Demetria Martin and her husband, Kenny James.
Over at the job, we talked to the man, said, well, I asked him for pickle meat. He said, well, we got pig feet. I said, no, we can't put pig feet in our beans.
And no, Demetria explains, pickled meat is not meat that tastes like pickles.
We just call it pickle meat because it have a flavor where you don't have to add salt, pepper, and none of that.
Just like the butt part. It's just pickle meat, sweet pickle meat. It's good.
Kenny isn't just an amateur. In New Orleans, he was a professional caterer. He rubs his hands together thinking of some of the taste from home.
Hot sauces. Oh, D&D smoked sausages, muffaladas. A muffalada is like an Italian type of sandwich with the olives and the olive oil and all that, and it's on a big muffalada bun. And we cannot get po' boys down here.
He says in Maryland, you also can't find decent jambalaya, shrimp creole, pralines, and don't get them started on crawfish.
I ain't had mud bugs in a while. That's what we call them, mud bugs. You get a big old pot about that tall, and you heat it up with water, and you get a sack of crawfish, and you throw the crawfish in there, the crabs, the corn, the potatoes, and you put all the spices in it. We have crawfish contests. Who can eat the most? You suck the head and eat the tail.
Kenny, Demetria, and their two-month-old daughter, Kiera, are spending Thanksgiving with their 10 other children in Vicksburg, Mississippi. The family was separated during the storm, and the kids are living with their grandfather. Kenny says the table today will be full.
The whole family, everybody do a certain type of cooking. I'm cooking the gumbo. She's going to make the macaronis and ham. And her daddy going to cook like the jambalaya and coon and rabbit and Nutri-Rat.
Nutri-Rat?
Nutri-Rats is these rats that be in the water, in the swamps. Tastes like fried chicken. You got to try it.
There'll also be turkey, for the faint of heart. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.